the cost of living can be exceptionally high. And when you don't have help from parents, from friends, from a spouse, an employed spouse, or even an in-house spouse, and you have to consider rent, gas, electric, water, food, transportation. Those things are very overwhelming when you're making $7.50 an hour, $8.50 an hour, or $9.50 an hour on a single income. In a place where the cost of living is exceptionally high. Even $15 an hour is difficult. You might be able to get an efficiency. And over the years, I've noticed, especially in Washington, D.C., the cost of living, the cost of food has significantly increased for no particular fucking reason. When I lived in Washington, D.C. as a child, the neighborhoods were saturated with employed black people. They paid their taxes. They went to school. They paid their rents. And then there were corporations that came in to certain poor areas, bought them out, tore them down, put up condos, put up Safeways, put up Walmarts, cleaned up the neighborhoods, cleaned up the schools. But what I don't understand is why would the tax money of gentrifiers be more valuable than the tax money of natives, people that have been there, Washingtonians, for years? Why weren't these changes made until gentrification occurred? And then why, when a certain demographic of people moved into that region, did the cost of living increase? And that's a problem that a lot of homeless people and low-income people suffer from.